What's up, goons? I'm here with... we're fixing an episode of Notes of a Goon. This is... I'm Chris Faga. That's Mike Harrington. We were streaming. Here's why you need to subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use promo code HSR. We were streaming live on the Gas Digital Network, as we tend to do nowadays. And there was a mishap, a kerfuffle, if you will. And a piece of this got cut out. And we were talking about... there was an Ask the Goon, and Mike was going to be, it was old business, Mike was going to be my road agent, if you recall, and then he couldn't, he couldn't figure out one venue. There was some issue, they had some sort of, what was the thing that they had?
They're doing a beer festival on the day that they did give me approval to book and promote.
So now you're just like, I'm never working with these people again.
No, I reached back out to them and I said, hey, I know you said in your original email this was the only Friday/Saturday that worked for you. How about any Thursdays in the month of April? And he promised he would get back to me ASAP. So
any Thursdays in the month? Well, we do the shows on Thursday.
Okay. I mean,
we'll have to move the shows.
Sure, we can figure out a pre-review. Listen, Chris, you're now your road agent. That takes precedent over every other thing that I'm doing. That's how serious I am.
You're raising a daughter.
What?
You're raising a daughter.
Yeah.
Producing the number 5 MMA podcast in the world.
I would say number 2 at the very lowest on that list. But sure. Regardless, all of those things.
Number 2?
It's Ariel than us. Yeah.
Pretty good. What about DC? Doesn't he have a show?
DC's on his 3rd show in 4 years.
What about that Jim Norton show?
The one that's UFC approved and only has UFC approved guests on and UFC approved storylines?
Yeah, is it not doing well?
We're doing better than them a little bit.
You heard it here first. Mike Harrington, better than Jim Norton.
Didn't say that.
On radio.
Didn't say that. He's a host on the show. I merely sit in the back and push buttons. But Anthony Smith, Michael Bisping, both of those guys... significantly better in the MMA space than Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll die on that hill. I don't think Jim would get mad at that.
Now, if you had accidentally lost the front part of the episode for, believe you me, I feel like I would get fired somehow.
it would literally be Brian screaming, Harrington's worried about fucking doing Notes of a Goon, and he wasn't focused on this show, and he's just got too much on his plate,
like,
too
Brian,
much
Brian, I wasn't even there. It was the Monday show.
It would... still, find a way.
It's terrible. Terrible. But yeah, so this is the new intro, and there's a part of that it's going to stitch in. It's going to be seamless. Mike's going to fucking figure it out.
Well, you let them know what you're in the middle of doing a segment. They have to at least understand the context of the bit.
The guy said a high school reunion thing for... it was about Shane Gillis. Did we talk about Shane being on Saturday Night Live on this show?
Shane was on SNL?
I had no idea.
That's pretty dope.
Shane Gillis, all people.
The guy who got fired by SNL.
It's so weird.
They had him on to host?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When was
it's
this?
It's the opposite of him returning my text. You know what I mean?
Like back in 2017?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So then... when he wasn't allowed to be on SNL, he would return my text messages.
Oh, but now that he's...
now that he can host SNL, he gave me the most awkward dap I ever got at the stand after Legion of Skanks. Whatever. Like, I'm proud of Shane Gillis, you know? He's doing great for himself.
He put two hands on my shoulders and then said, I'm really drunk.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he was just hammered.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm really glad that he's fucking getting...
hosted SNL.
All of our... Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about it.
Wow.
So good for him, thanks, man, for this email. I was gonna say, yeah, I don't remember talking about that because I don't remember it happening. But
I don't know if anybody else in comedy has said this, but congrats, Shane. You deserve it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody posted photos of them vaguely near Shane Gillis at some point. I don't know if people posted comments that they left on a clip of something Shane did and said that now they're boys or something.
I haven't seen any of that behavior.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody was being sycophantic at all.
Who would do that?
That's crazy that anybody would do that about Shane Gillis being on. First of all, who watches SNL still?
I didn't even know it was still on.
It's kind of crazy. Whenever I see that sketch show on, I'll be clicking through channels sometimes on my imaginary cable box. And I'll be like, oh, Mad TV is still on. And then I just keep going.
But then you process that it's Kenan Thompson, and you're like, wait a minute.
I thought that was already Lang.
Did they...
I thought that's how bad his skin is from all the dope.
Wait, did they reboot all that? I know SNL can't possibly still be on the air. Oh, it's that Kenan and Kel or Good Burger reboot that I heard about. Yeah, that must be what this
is. It's Fat Albert doing a sketch show. It's a Fat Albert variety hour. Who's this musical guest?
I don't know, dude. 21 Savage.
21 Sandwich? Because he's fat, you see?
Here we go.
Yeah. This is even actually better than the thing that we lost through the live stream, which you could have seen also if you use the promo code HSR at castdigitalnetwork.com.
Hey, let's go ahead and say it's not better than the thing that's behind the paid content wall. Let's just say, you know, it's a different flavor.
We're doing all sorts of weird content back there now. There's a lot of me and others watching grotesque pornography that is all in the bonus section, correct?
Really horrifying stuff.
Yeah, really horrible, horrible stuff. But you're going to get, so the tour is me, KP Burke, and Andy Malfarina?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a different host.
Okay.
But.
We got this going.
I mean, throw a little bit of diversity in there.
It's the portly white men of comedy tour.
There's a white lady hosting, so.
Who? Hey. Alex?
Yeah, yeah, that's how I'm breaking it. Actually, Aura's going to do it.
Oh, that's adorable.
I want to get her started early, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
It's going to take away from her darts career, but, you know.
Not necessarily, because you think about it, it's played in a lot of the same venues. She goes to a bar show at a place that happens to have a darts league. It's like, okay, cool. She can go in.
She's good. All right, if I win this game of darts, you guys all come watch the comedy show.
Dog. Hustling audience? That would be my daughter.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm genuinely full of pride right now at this hypothetical situation of my daughter hustling dudes at darts to get them to sit through her comedy show.
I'll be honest, still better than any Bringer show I've ever attended.
Significantly.
Yeah. Way more honest. But there'll be more show after this. Harrington will play the drop, and then it'll go into the thing where the thing was missing. And, you know, ooh, fucking...
You know what I was going to do, actually? Huh. I was going to do like a voice line where it says, "And we now join your podcast already in progress."
Well, there was actually a couple things we didn't get to that we could just do.
Okay, yeah, I guess we can do that.
Do a couple topics.
And then
And then it will just, for no reason, go into what we were talking about before. And you people will fucking like it.
Okay. Just put a finger. It's like you're putting a finger in your place in the book and then going to another page and seeing what's going on over there.
Yeah. So I wrote on here trans things. And first was a fight between Filipino trans women and Thai lady boys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I believe that was the Jets and Shark style situation that was going on there.
I mean, I don't think I could tell these. I mean, I feel like the Thai lady boys are probably a little more demure. And the Filipinos, first of all, the fact that the video that you sent me called them Filipino tranny prostitutes. And they called the lady boy is a term that has a little class to it.
Term of endearment, if you ask me.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this video.
Sorry, I'm trying to find it. You said I sent it to you on Instagram?
Twitter. Uh-oh. Oh, no, it might be Instagram. No, that one was Twitter.
All right. Well, I was digging deep on Instagram because you had told me earlier that's...
Well, no, there's something... You sent me the other photo on Instagram.
That one was on Instagram.
Yes.
Also in the same vein.
Yes. We'll get to that in a second. This is our trans news segment.
Trans news.
Yeah, you know, it's because it's not quite news.
Trans news.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I'm going to find it real quick, but I can't pull it up.
Okay. Well, if you find it, just resend it to me, because I'm scrolling through the Twitter right now.
Well, there might be on Instagram, Mike. We did this prep sheet hours ago at this point, Mike.
I'm aware.
I bet if you Googled it, you can find it.
Do you think?
Perhaps. You also sent me a Brazilian worker. We could just watch that.
Brazilian worker?
A Brazilian woman kicking somebody else in the head.
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty sick. That one I like a lot, actually. That I brought up specifically because I was like, this shows exactly
what... Oh, it was on Instagram. It was from Monday.
Okay. You want me to go back to that, or you want me to do this one?
Oh, I sent it to you. Yeah, let's just do this. We already pulled it up, and then we'll go back to the other thing. So this is a souvenir shop in Brazil, and this woman is beating a white woman.
Yeah. I think it's actually a bar.
It's a bar?
Yeah, look. I mean, they got...
It's a soda machine.
Yeah, but they got, like... I don't know. It's definitely not a souvenir shop.
Okay, it's like somewhere to get... Oh, it's she's asking for beverages, correct?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Brazilian worker kicks American tourist in the face for haggling prices on drinks.
Oh.
Jesus.
Yeah, field goal kicked her. She went for it.
Now, I'm going to point this out about this. There doesn't seem to be any other tourists walking by on this strip. So she might have been in a place. So this is what I think may have happened here. I don't know anything about this story. But what I'm assuming happened is this woman went to a place where tourists don't normally go because, or like maybe tourists just started going and these people are getting pissed that there's tourists there constantly. And it's just... Oh, wait, hold on. They added context. This woman was a local Brazilian woman who was drunk and causing problems, including insulting the servers. She was called out and kicked out for her behavior. The rest is for clicks. Oh, there you go. She does look like a white lady.
Does look like a white lady, and here's the thing.
But Brazilians can go either way.
I sent this to you before the context note was added. I saw the context note when I clicked on the article again, but I was like, eh, let's just roll with it. Because I really did want to get your take on, like, when it is and isn't appropriate to try to haggle.
Well, that's the actual
in a third world country.
When you should be haggling in a third world country is almost never.
Really?
Why? Right, look up the exchange rate in Brazil. See if you can find out, let me see if I can find the Big Mac index.
0.2 United States dollars for every Brazilian real.
There you go. So let's see here. There's a thing that The Economist puts out every day.
The Big Mac Index. Yeah. I have it up.
Okay. So pull it up. Brazil is significantly lower. It's like a quarter lower. I mean, it's like you're paying less anyway. You could maybe be like, oh, it's that much. I can't afford that. And then see what happens. But I don't think you go, let me get that for cheaper. Like, unless you're with somebody who's a native speaker and in the dialect. So, like, when I was in Bali, my buddy was like, I speak Indonesian. I don't speak Balinese. There are three prices. There are prices for people who come in speaking English. There are prices for people who come in speaking Indonesian. And then the lowest prices for people who speak Balinese. I go, well, what is actually the difference in price? He goes, for English, probably a couple bucks. For Balinese to Indonesian, maybe a dollar. And he's like, but likely not. Because, like, I remember I ordered a plate of food and just handed somebody money. I go, how much was this? And he goes, 75 cents. You know what I mean? Like, when you're, especially when you're off the beaten path, you can haggle in a touristy area where you know there's police. I wouldn't do it in certain countries. I certainly wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do that in any Arab country. Well, I feel like the Arabs kind of get into haggling. You can maybe get away with that. But I don't know. Like, do you really need to, like...
Mexico City.
So when I was in Mexico City, that's the thing is, like, the places you'd want to haggle with people where people are... all right, so I guess we haggled a little bit. We took, like, a boat ride, and we, like, it was just a regular guy. It was, like, you know, like a raft thing. You go down this, like, river. I was like, come on, man, that's a little bit much. And he, like, was like, all right, and he knocked a little bit of money off of it. But, like, it's kind of like... I did that for that, but that was, like, kind of the only thing I really did that for. I was going to be like... Because think about it. Even, like, what am I... You're not going to haggle in a restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, you might haggle with, like, a food vendor. But this taco cost fucking 80 cents. What am I going to save? 20 cents? That's 25% off. But I've literally just made Americans look shitty.
For 20 cents.
For 20 cents. Yeah, exactly.
You're making a good point.
And it's like, what I went to watch Lucha Libre, we went to, like, the more hood CMLL. CMLL has two shows every night in Mexico City, but I wanted to go to their original arena, which was a retrofitted cockfighting arena. Because I was like, I want to go to, like, the original fucking every night Lucha Libre spot in Mexico City. And I probably could have, I didn't even buy any souvenirs. I mean, like, I know what Mexican wrestlers look like. And I probably could have haggled for a fucking Blue Demon Jr. mask. But, like, I don't know. I want, like, I would have wanted to give that guy my money because they fucking put on a great show. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking fine. I suppose for sex work, it's fine to haggle. I've also, here's the thing. If you try to haggle with sex workers, they're going to steal your wallet. Like, go ahead. Haggle with a sex worker. You're going to have your dick in their mouth, and they're going to pick your pocket that's around your ankles. Have fun with that, bud.
You're making good points.
Yeah. Stop haggling. It's in a third world country, you're going to fucking haggle. Nonsense, people. Like, what do you, like I said, maybe do it in Cairo. Like, if you're in a market.
If you're in a bazaar.
Yeah, if you're in a bazaar, you can do that. And even then, maybe not so much. I think maybe I got $10 off. I was in Japan, though. So you can get $10 off of a knife at the fucking tourist attraction fish market in Japan. That, you know, fucking good knife that was costing me $80. Like, come on, man, give me it for 70. All right, fine. Here you go. Like, not a big deal. Did you find that thing on Instagram?
I did.
Let's take a look at that. So this is a lot of... So are they mad about haggling?
It must be. It must be an exchange rate thing.
Wait, is it regular Filipino prostitutes or trans prostitutes?
Trans Filipino prostitutes and Thai lady boys.
Huh.
So it was a turf war thing.
Well, is it a price thing?
What do you mean?
This is the real thriller in Manila, by the way.
Yes, I agree.
It's a... Like... I would imagine the Thai ladyboys, like I said, I was saying before, they're a little more demure. You know what I mean? Like, so they're probably charging a premium, but then these fucking horned up old Americans, they can't tell the difference.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Dude, I'll tell you this right now. There's a fucking Thai ladyboy that pops up in my fucking Instagram feed just because I follow a bunch of actual Asian chicks. What is it? The search, when you hit the search button and there's just clips.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Couldn't tell you your name. Don't, never followed, but I'm like, who is that? And I click it. And as soon as she starts talking, oh, that's a dude.
Every time you're like, ah, got me again.
Again. But it's like you met Jesse Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Well, not just Dubai. What's the one?
Emma Stone?
Yes.
No, Emma Rose.
Emma Rose. Sorry. Gorgeous in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's hard to not be like, would.
Bro, A, yes. B, top comment on this video.
I saw it. Transformers versus Decepticons. Very good.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And all Asian women, when they're yelling, sound like Starscream, so that it really works out. Yeah. And then there was another trans story you wanted to talk about that is actually an update. It's a follow-up to a story we talked about a long time ago. And you still follow this person on Instagram.
So do you.
I do?
Yeah. Well, every time I click on their profile, the only thing that comes up, my only mutual with this person, is you.
Hmm.
They now go by Kai.
Like the axe-wielding fucking hippie that killed those guys?
Yeah, must be. I was going to say like the blind swordsman from...
Ip Man?
No, Mortal Kombat 4.
Oh, gotcha.
I think that guy's name was Kai. But him, mm-hmm. Instagram bio is, it's a fag eat fag world.
Whoa!
And then a Google Doc.
Dude, hold on. This is he converted to Judaism for the joke Seinfeld situation. Get the fuck out of here, liberal white lady who becomes a dude so you can say fag. That's crazy.
That's a lot.
You get canceled like the rest of us.
It's quite a bit.
Yeah.
One of their only Instagram highlights thing is...
It says fags.
It says fags with the at symbol. And then this one here, the link in bio is like a Google Doc for how to contact your local state representative to tell them that we shouldn't be sending money to Israel.
Well, we shouldn't be sending money to Israel.
I'm just saying it's literally all the lefty like points.
I thought they didn't let you say fag.
No, if you're talking about yourself, obviously. That's their N-word, dude.
So wait a second. This broad became a dude and fucks dudes.
I don't know. I don't know who they fuck.
Who is that in the picture with them?
So I'm assuming.
Also, by the way, that graffiti that says testosterone in the next post over is terrible.
Yeah, it's trash.
That is toy. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what this person needs to strap to themselves to have sex the way a man does. Toy is the term in the graffiti community. But anyway, let's go back to the other photo you sent.
Oh, I just liked that one. Didn't mean to do that.
Liked it.
Didn't mean to do that.
Well, that's already in a bunch of people's fucking posts. Well, let's go to the top, the most recent post.
Okay.
It says, you're allowed to say tranny too if you're them. It's a tranny duality. Who is this again?
Okay, so this is the, remember the girl who started a GoFundMe?
Uh-huh.
Because she outed her mom as one of the people at the January 6th protest.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes.
Okay.
And as a result, she needed a GoFundMe because her mom had lost her job and could no longer pay for her to go to college.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So still she got a...
And she got the money for the college.
Yeah, of course. Ridiculous. She got a big, fat GoFundMe. And
had a little left over for some TRT.
It seems like some of that money might have gone towards some testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you can see here, I'm assuming this is an FTM woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who got a
female? No, that's a male to female. You say
MTF. I think okay. This is MTF.
And that's FTM, and one of them says
one got a tattoo that says "smoke estrogen,"
and the other one has "boof testosterone."
Yeah, and like,
but does that mean you're just getting loads in the butt?
I think so.
But all right, so they seem to be in their Benjamin Button phase where they're meeting in the middle.
Yeah, they're buttoning hard, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they're buttoning. Very strange. And then it says, OMG, the two genders. Can you click the likes? I want to see if this person liked it. No, the likes on that comment. It's only 3 likes. She did.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
He did. Come on, stop being so...
So I'm sorry to be so transphobic.
Yeah.
They're just a heterosexual couple now, right? And they're having heterosexual sex with their born-in parts.
Because
if she's using, you know, because I don't know if this is still I don't keep up with the science as much as maybe I should, but I remember hearing that Chaz Bono's she-dick was just like the main way they would do it is they cut, there's a tendon in the pubis area, and it makes the clit fall out, like. Like when you're pulling like all the handkerchiefs out of your sleeve if you're a magician.
Oh, okay.
And that was at one point the most common form of female to male surgery.
Okay.
Bottom surgery. So you still have a full pussy. So the other person still has a dick. I don't think they're mashing clams. But it'd be weird to use a fully constructed penis to fuck a fully constructed vagina. That's fucking insane. Like, I try my best to not call trans stuff mental illness. I really fucking do. But, like, what? Like, that's crazy.
If you have a God-given
pussy. You spend all that money to just have regular fucking straight sex? That's crazy. You know how many Filipino ladyboys you're going to be sucking off? This is wild.
This was a truly mind-blowing thing. And I've been keeping tabs on this person. Like, you know. You outed
yeah,
your
you
mom.
Are. Yeah, you have.
You got your mom.
You had a crush on this lady.
She was hot when she was a chick.
Did you still have the pictures of her as a chick on her Instagram?
I don't know.
I think what's bad about this in general, if neither of these people have had surgeries, a lot of these people actually believe you can just go off hormones and it's fine.
What do you mean?
A lot of these people.
What do you mean go off hormones and it's fine?
You don't just go back to regular after you go off hormones. Like, there's no going completely back to your old body. It's not like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. It's not the Hulk
where you like stop being the Hulk and are just Bruce Banner in ripped up pants. Like your body has changed like permanently. Like there's no fucking people think that with puberty blockers too. Puberty blockers are not meant for fucking trans kids. You know how many people actually believe that? It's crazy. It's for a specific disease called precocious puberty, which is only had by Puerto Ricans. Which is where you go through puberty when you're 8 years old.
Yes. Yes, I got that. So this is as femme as it gets.
Mushroom event?
Yeah. So this was her.
They stamp your hand?
Yes. That's it.
For entry.
I mean, dude, sweet looking mushrooms, honestly.
I mean, I haven't seen a picture of the shrooms yet. I mean, yeah, but the packaging is nice.
The packaging is nice, what I meant. And it's like, you know, in 50 capsules, 0.1 gram each.
That's nice.
Solid.
Solid product.
Yeah. Don't hate it. But yeah, this was her mushroom event.
It seems like she's having a nice life. I don't really hate on it that much.
Right, but it's like, you know.
It is odd.
There is like a drift from hot chick who got super into like hippie stuff in the woods to like, all right, now we're getting tattoos saying we're going to boost testosterone. Like, look. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
Like, this is where it started going a little off the rails, I think.
Okay. She was eating tacos. That's never a good sign.
No, I meant with the blue fucking, you know, like...
Those are Korean tacos. They're trans tacos.
Hmm. Reading the ethical slut?
All sluts are ethical.
Oh, no, not me. I'm a comment on here.
But look, some sluts... I want to be clear. Some sluts are unethical.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... If you're being, just being a slut doesn't make you unethical. You can be a slut and then be unethical.
It's kind of hard to be ethical if you're really slutting it up.
What do you mean?
I mean, sluts, like, in their purest, you know, most...
Well, I think the actual term... I always felt like the difference between a promiscuous woman and a slut was the slut is kind of using the sluttiness to kind of cause drama. Right, that's like why that's a bad term.
Yes, that
it's like that Chris Rock joke. You know what I mean?
That's why it's a little negative.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't use that term, but okay.
Negative?
What? Jesus, bleep that out.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
What do you keep saying?
Inappropriate.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got this update. Moving on. Tell me all about Katie Britt.
Okay, so she did the response.
Yes, I
to
know
the
about that.
State of the Union.
I watched Wood.
Wood, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like, everything about her is like, I mean,
I want to watch her make out with that fucking Hannah whatever chick that was viral on Twitter this week. The fucking,
oh,
like,
the
hit construction worker chick. I want to watch her and Katie Britt make out.
That'd be hot.
I'll watch the shit out of them slizzing.
So Katie Britt apparently is from Alabama, but she spent enough of her life in the Midwest that she has like, oh, how you doing? Like Midwest type of accent.
Yeah, she's hot.
That's
the kind of chick you want to fuck on a drunken St. Patrick's Day.
100%. A fucking...
I bet she's Irish too.
She's a Midwestern six.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Blue eyes.
Mm.
She's a Midwestern eight.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, or, I guess a Midwestern chick who's a New York six.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you run into her in the fucking...
On St. Patrick's Day?
Bro, you run into this pig on St. Patrick's Day?
Pull her up.
Bro,
does she have some slop photos? I mean, she's pretty good looking.
You're getting a beach between two parked cars from her.
100%.
Right?
By the way, that is a St. Patrick's Day outfit for a fucking slutty chick who's trying to look nice.
Right? You got the cross prominent.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Right, but bringing attention to the titties.
Green and the fucking attention to the titties.
Yeah. So you said you've done a deep dive on this lady?
I didn't do what necessarily a deep dive.
Well, you never really do an actual deep dive.
No. Mm, former, you know, Alabama.
Pageant.
Seemingly pageant vibes there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Little Miss National.
People
something
are giving this lady all sorts of shit.
Well, dude, I mean, she came out and like, I mean, she fabricated a thing. Right, she talked about like sexual violence
the
cartel.
I saw the debunking. But by the way, isn't this just the Joe the Plumber thing that Biden did?
Joe the Plumber was Obama.
Whatever. They all have one.
Right. So she was making the point, like, you know, fucking these people are coming over in droves, undeterred, and this is what they're capable of in their home country. You don't want to bring this to our doorstep. Kind of respect that. I mean, it's Republican fear-mongering at its finest, sure. But that's what else are they going to do? Mm-hmm. But it's like everything about her, it just struck me. My big takeaway was like, this is that Pearl chick, that Pearl Davis.
Who is that?
The, you know, the trad wife influencer.
Ugh.
Right. This Katie Britt woman is everything Pearl wants to be.
Oh, and she can't have it because Katie Britt has it.
Katie Britt's hot. She's got a husband. She's got children. Mm-hmm. She is like the trad wife. Mm-hmm. And like it's kind of at this point.
But she is a working woman.
Kind of. But she's working on rules. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
Like that's
making her less fuckable.
Her job is to make rules.
Ew.
That's a very trad wife thing to be doing.
Yeah, it is. There's a chore chart.
Right? That's what she's doing. She's essentially giving all of America a chore chart.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie Britt, you're not hot anymore. Thank Mike Harrington.
I don't know, dude. I still would.
Yeah, give it a shot. I try to fucking give her the old heave-ho.
Are you trying to find out?
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, she had trying a lot to heave of, that up. She did get a lot of shit on the internet. And I felt a little bad for her.
I think reasonably so.
All right. Well, that's fine. She is a piece of shit. She's a politician.
They all are. All
right. Well, so I'm going to say moving on, and then it's going to do the thing, and then we're going to go into the part of the show that sounds like it should be for the beginning of the show, and then me and Mike are going to go home. Moving on. My old man was one of the last Lieutenants Dan for Vietnam. Does he have legs? Does your dad, if you have a no-legged dad, I don't want you emailing the show. I'll tell you that right now. I think that checks out, no? One leg, fine. No legs? Magic legs made out of the space shuttle? Get the fuck out of here with your voodoo legs, motherfucker. I can't hear you, Mike.
Sorry, realistically, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Like if your dad
sense.
If your dad has magic legs, yeah. Like the evolutionary, like you got
magic
saved.
Magic legs are what kicked in JFK's head. They say it was a magic bullet, but it was just invisible ghosts stomping him out.
True.
Yeah, we have some other, so people are very concerned that my road agent has not gotten me any sort of dates yet, but you're working on it. You are working on it.
Chris, it's about the only thing when if I'm not actively taking care of my daughter or actively working on Gas Digital shows, mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
But those things take up so much of your time, Mike.
Well.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, there's still 24 hours in a day, and I drink enough coffee to get it all done. All
right, I suppose.
Chris, I'm...
I haven't had an energy drink in the morning in 3 weeks.
This is... You've taken dry January a little too far.
It's getting crazy. Next thing is I'm going to try to give up sugar at night.
Don't be great. Like, that's...
I may just turn into a vampire. I don't know what happens if I give up sugar at night.
You can't give up sugar at night. That's when sugar tastes the best.
Oh, it's so good at night. I'm already high and stuff, and I'm laying on the couch watching cartoons. It's the best tasting sugar.
Yeah, you're really, like, that's when the Oreos be hitting. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Also, this is another one that I have here. Dear Goon and friends, I come to you, pause, asking for a big favor. My son is doing St. Baldrick's Day in his school, which raises money for childhood cancer research. In return, he gets his head shaved. Now, my questionable favor is, could you just say my IG account, GingerNinja1369? I think I just did that. The link is
nice.
Right there. I get absolutely nothing for this. It all goes right to the charity. It's cool because I can see how he's doing compared to other kids in his school, and you can judge those children and even your own kid. If your kid isn't doing enough for cancer, maybe you do more than shave his head. Maybe you make him smoke an entire carton of cigarettes.
That's where it should start.
If he doesn't raise enough money for cancer, I think you make him smoke an entire truckload of cigarettes, like Goodfellas style.
And be like, look, dude, you're going to, you, like, this is
either
basically.
Your antibodies are curing cancer, or you're raising the money for somebody else to cure this cancer, or you're going to do it yourself.
I'm looking at it like, dog, we're going to just give you short-term emphysema. So yeah. You know just how fucked up these people are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you think twice about getting out there and going door to door for an extra hour
or two. So if you don't want Ginger Ninja's kid to die from smoke inhalation, go to Ginger Ninja 1369, longtime friend of the show. So he also, I believe, has wild boar organs for us whenever we want them.
Wild Borgans?
Wild Borgans, exactly. That's those are just sales. Wild Borgans.
This President's Day, get you a Wild Borgans.
Come on down for some Wild Borgans. Here's another one here. Hi, Chris and Mike. I'm 100% going to see Hinckley on the 30th in Naugatuck, Connecticut. Anything you want me to ask or say to him? Nothing, because John Hinckley's concert in Naugatuck has been canceled. Well, postponed. But he did post his email on Twitter, which I'm now just remembering. I saw it earlier today for interviews. So I will be emailing John Hinckley to try to get him on this program.
He was supposed to be in concert?
Yeah, multiple times. We talk about it all the time. His concert keeps getting canceled. It's the funniest thing ever.
We have never once talked about John Hinckley.
Go to my Twitter. We've absolutely talked about it on the show. Me and Zach talk about it constantly.
He's a singer.
And a painter. What I would like to do is I want to get one of George W. Bush's paintings, and I want to put it next to one of John Hinckley's paintings, and see if I wake up and one of them has murdered the other one. Yeah, I post it. I retweet almost everything he tweets.
Dude, what? Okay. This is the most Hinckley conversation I've had in 15 years.
Nah, man. He's out. Here's the thing. Here's what sucks is people keep calling these venues and getting them canceled. The man did his time. Like, I thought in America, we believed in rehabilitation.
Hey, whatever happened to that?
Yeah. There's all these fucking dope heads in rehab. This man is rehabilitated. The state has said he will not try to assassinate another president. Reagan's dead. Jodie Foster's not even cute anymore.
And she's a les.
Yeah, she's a fucking straight les. He'd sooner shoot off his own dick, stitch it into a pussy, before he shot a president. Idiots. But yeah, fucking support John Hinckley. Go follow him on Twitter.
What is his Twitter? Because I'm looking this up now.
I mean, I retweeted him a day and a half ago. Probably the top tweet on my fucking page. I think it's just at John Hinckley. I don't think anybody else wants John Hinckley as their fucking Twitter handle.
I don't know. I typed in at John Hinckley, and I got like a bunch of like, you know.
Oh, fake ones?
John Hinckley 8197.
I bet they throttle him. He's shadow banned.
Oh, he's looking to open his own music venue.
Well, I mean, he would have to. He keeps booking shows, selling a ton of tickets, and then they cancel the fucking show.
Oh, dude, his...
I mean, I know there's a Jew tunnel for rent right now.
Is it for rent?
I mean, what else do those people do with their fucking vacant real estate?
You're making good points.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, so there's that. So I guess he's not going to be able to do that. But... Somebody sent me a thing about Brother Printers, which, by the way, did we talk about the printing thing?
You talked about HP and how they're going subscription only, and it's going to be a nightmare.
Nightmare. Fuck HP.
What about Brother, though?
Brother, their entire business model is we are less shitty.
Yeah?
Like, their entire business model is feel free to use, we're a hardware company, bootleg our ink. We sell ink, but bootleg our ink. And we're not going to update your drivers. Like, I hear from people all the time who are like, the one problem I have with it is it doesn't work with the Chromebook, but I have another computer. You know what I mean? So to buy one for my house, it's fine. You know what I mean?
That's interesting. Does it...
Everybody says that they are the least shitty people that are a printer company.
Damn, dude. I would love to have a Brother rep and then like a...
That's a good
HP
guess
for, rep.
That's a good guess for the show. Let's try to book them both and not tell them they're on.
Can't
together.
Tell the other one and then just turn it into.
No, we could tell the guy from Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's our brother.
Yeah, that's my brother. HP? No.
Nah, dude. Might as well be called OPP.
Yeah, yeah. That guy, HP? That's a hard pussy. Nobody wants a hard pussy. You like a soft pussy. Why is your pussy so hard, sir?
Dude, they put it in there.
What did you put in your pussy? Is it just dried up toner? Why is your pussy so hard, sir?
Yeah, dude, this pussy needs more cerulean.
Yeah. All right, so that's old business. I guess that's everything. Also, I am doing, somebody reached out to me. I haven't gotten a flyer yet. I don't know how much time I'm doing on this, but I'm doing a headline. I'm headlining on 420 somewhere in Connecticut at a brewery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
What? Did you have a 420 show booked for me?
I mean, I was thinking, you know, we get you, Andy Malafarina, we get Lemaire back from Austin.
Lemaire's coming back from Austin. We'll get to that in a second.
Ooh. I'm just saying, let the dogs ride again, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just do the same thing.
Dude, just save 420 one more time.
I mean, those guys can come. They're more than welcome.
All right.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah. But we'll move on for sure. But first,
do you have something?
Nope.
Glad you found that.
Just having technical. No, I had it. I just was still playing the intro song.
Gotcha. Some things about Texas, though. Apparently, Texas is doing this Pornhub thing where you have to like scan your ID to be able to access porn.
They're doing that in Virginia, too, I believe.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. As far as I understand, what with us going to green energy, Austin, all of Texas is a completely open mic based economy now. It's just open micers moving there because it's some sort of gold rush, believing that they will just get on Kill Tony with 1 minute, immediately be able to sell out a theater and be rich. And those people all need to jerk off. Because every open mic in Austin is about to turn into a school shooting if you take away these people's Pornhub.
They need to be... The jerk-offs need to jerk off.
Yeah, they need a quick jerk sesh. It's a problem. I don't know what they're going to do. And also, here's another thing. This is actually probably an L for Texas. Or a W for Texas, rather. Remember like a month ago we said that there might be a civil war because of these razor wire fences on the Texas border? And then I believe the deadline was February 24th. It's like March. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. It's like March 14th. So what the fuck? No?
They're just up now, right?
Yeah, they didn't take them down. The army didn't go in there and fuck their shit up. You can't find any information about this, by the way. Like, what happened? Did they take them down? There's nobody reporting that they didn't take them down.
A month ago, Texas continues to put up razor wire while government allows.
Pull up that article.
It's not an article. It's a YouTube video.
But that's before the supposed deadline that Biden fucking... A month ago was before the deadline. The deadline was February 24th. Now you can't even find the articles that were saying the deadline. I feel like I'm fucking memory holed constantly.
Yeah.
You remember this, right? We talked about it on the show.
We did. And we also talked about the guy who brought up Trump's cartoonish border plan, and Lauren Boebert agreed with it.
Oh, yeah. With the moats and such.
Right. With put alligators in there and all
well,
that.
Well, here's the weird thing. I think that this is why they're doing the Pornhub ban. It's probably because they're trying. They found out that the number one search in Texas on Pornhub was big booty Latinas, and they were like, "Look, they're gonna these fucking jerk offs are just gonna tear down this fence themselves, you know?"
Right. So I'm.
And then they're gonna take your jabs, your hand jobs.
Dude, that's not good.
Yeah, they can't take my hand jobs.
No, that's then the Austin.
How am I gonna get my steps up with my Fitbit?
How are we going to hit 10,000? Go to the park like a fucking jerk-off?
Yeah, like a dick? Like a not jerk-off?
Yeah, so the Supreme Court came out and said federal agents can go and remove this razor
wire.
And
then Biden said they were gonna, and then nobody did.
They're allowed to, but Texas is like, yeah, we're going to keep putting it up.
No, but this is what I'm saying, is that then there was a hard deadline. Biden got on TV. I bet you can't even fucking find it on the first three pages of Google. Do you not remember we talked about Biden went on TV and was like, if they don't do it, was Civil War II was trending on Twitter. The amount of times, like it's crazy. By the way, shout out Cornel West for saying, somebody asked him, is like, do you not think Trump is worse than Biden? And he goes, with Trump, I see World War III. With Biden, I see Civil War II. He's like, I don't trust either one of them.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah. And we always know, look, you don't want Civil War II.
Does he
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, you can't go Boogaloo in.
No, but what I'm saying is we all know how it goes. Like, when it comes to... When the first one was a banger, right? The second one
tends to fall off. And then the third one comes back, like Die Hard, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3.
Yeah, but we could have...
But then again, World War I, World War II...
Right?
Could go, then go... Then that's like... That's World War III could just be Alien 3, and then it just sucks, and we're fucking over it.
Yeah, I was going to say Aliens or Godfather 2.
Yeah, Godfather 2 is a banger, and then Godfather 3 is terrible.
Kind of whack.
So, I mean, look, the rule of sequels can go any sort of way.
Hmm. Do you think we could be heading into World War Tokyo Drift?
Ooh, yeah, that could happen. I don't know what we would do if World War Tokyo or fucking Hobbs, World War Hobbs and Shaw.
Dog, we're not ready for World War Hobbs and Shaw.
That's crazy.
We literally need to extend the universe before we can get to World War Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm just saying, yeah, we might get stuck at World War Tokyo Drift. That might be a problem. Technically, the end of World War II was World War Tokyo Drift. Well, it was Tokyo Sift, because you were sifting through the bodies
right. And
rubble.
Tokyo Lift, because, you know, the explosion popped it up in the air about a foot or two.
Yeah, like that game Perfection from back in the day?
Yeah.
Exactly like that, yeah. All right, so Texas, super gay. Moving on. Let's talk about our friends over at YoKratom.com. YoKratom is the home of the $60 kilo, high-quality Kratom. I've been eating Kratom since I haven't been drinking. I've been eating Kratom every couple of minutes. And I'll tell you this, I feel great. And I wouldn't be able to afford this Kratom-fueled lifestyle if it wasn't for the fine people at YoKratom.com providing me with $60 kilos of Kratom that, honestly, it costs $60 if you just buy a brick of Kratom or if you buy it in fucking pill form. It's still $60 a kilo. YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. Go check it out. Moving on. All right, so there's this weird thing. Did you see that they're voting on in the Senate making the workday 32 hours?
Work week.
Work week, 32 hours, rather.
So, yeah, Friday's off.
That's not what that means, because the work week now is 35 hours.
No, it's 40 hours.
I think the official work week is 35 hours, because, like, okay, they don't count lunch.
Yeah.
They do count your coffee breaks. Look it up. I'm not positive. We're finding out live on the show. Nobody knows. I just said that, and everybody that was listening to this in their car just had the same befuddled harumph that you fucking spit out.
Bro, I know, because I've worked a real job that paid me hourly. You get 40 hours is full time. That's it. It's a 40-hour work week. There
that's
we go.
35.
No, Chris, it's here.
Is that fucking the law?
What do you mean?
Is it the law?
How long is the standard work week? 40-hour work week is the standard accepted.
Go to the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
I don't even understand how Congress can vote on how long your work week is. Are they just saying that's full time? And if you employ somebody for 32 hours, then you have to pay them full time benefits?
I would assume.
Then everybody's just going to have less hours to work.
That's not necessarily true. They still need people there full time. I really do think it's about giving an extra day.
To whom?
To everyone.
So then you would just have to have more part-time employees taking those extra hours.
Not necessarily.
Or do you have to give them overtime after 32 hours?
You have to give them overtime after 32.
I think what they're going to do is they're just going to take away your coffee breaks. And then that's going to completely kill productivity in this country. Nobody with their fucking coffee? Middle of the day coffee? They're just taking them away. And you're still working those hours. No smoke breaks. People are going to get into fights. You know what a lot of people do? And their fucking breaks, they go to the bathroom, they jerk off or shit. They're going to be leaking shit and cum all over the fucking factory floors, Mike.
It's not good.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. This is going to become a shitty country real fast. It's all Bernie Sanders' fault.
So, it's Bernie's fault?
He sponsored this bill.
Okay.
He's an old incontinent man. He needs the poop breaks.
Ooh, interesting. So the United States only has two countries ahead of it for average labor hours per worker.
I mean, I imagine China.
China is not on this list.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's
they literally had to pass a law that steel workers couldn't work 60 hours a week anymore. That's the reason why steel mining or coal mining
or no, coal miners couldn't work more than 60 hours a week. That happened under Trump. That's why the coal production went up under Trump. But it wasn't actual coal for energy. It was metallurgical coal.
Hmm. So I have the reason I think is just because China wouldn't release those
statistics. Don't release the numbers. Yeah, I got
it. But you're looking at Colombia at 2405 per person.
Per year.
Wild. And 2149 from Costa Rica.
These numbers mean nothing to me.
What do you mean?
Well, what is USA? I have to compare it to that.
USA is 1810.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there was somebody on there with 1808. How do these numbers even happen?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's the average hours per worker. That's self-reported or like some sort of statistical average. That's not. I'm talking about the legal ramifications of having somebody over 32 hours. I think it's going to lead to people shitting themselves. It's the only explanation. I think Bernie Sanders is an old man who shits himself, and then he wants everybody else to shit themselves. No poop breaks at work. There's going to be robots in the Amazon fucking places killing people and eating them. It's all Bernie Sanders' fault.
Yeah, so Bernie Sanders is pushing a bill for 4-day work week without loss of pay. So that's his whole thing.
Well, if you're an hourly worker, you work hourly.
No, it would be for people who are salaried.
Salarymen.
Yeah.
Japanese salarymen.
It would be for people who are contracted to work 40 hours a week. Now they're only required to work 32.
It seems like they'll just spread that out over 5 days to fuck you.
Could. But then, okay, I get to come into work an hour later and leave an hour earlier. That's still going to make me more happier and more productive. There has been studies.
You ever been on a work site where you had to take a mandatory lunch break because your boss is fucking... Yeah, you must have. Right? Oh, yeah. No, you were an independent contractor.
Independent contractor, but I have been on things where it's like, yeah.
And people just want to work through it, and then you have some hard-ass fucking... as your supervisor, and they make you fucking take lunch for an hour, and you're just standing in the cold, bored out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
I think it's just going to lead to that.
Not necessarily. I mean, there is studies that, like, a bunch of European countries have tried this, where they switch to a 4-day work week, and they've shown that productivity is actually up across the board, and, like, the outlook on people is actually happy.
I would bet money for any office job, productivity would go up.
If you're only working 40, yeah.
Obviously, productivity can't go up for fucking truck drivers.
Right. But I think
any office worker, anybody whose like job is anything like involving computers, I would imagine 100% your productivity goes up.
Right. And that's who this bill is targeted at, is like, you know,
which is, I guess,
people.
The majority of the country at this point, right?
Yeah.
I still think it's going to lead to more shitting yourself. Moving on. All right. We got to talk about Haiti. We killed their president, right? We established that their president was killed by us, right? I completely think there's, you know, presidents don't get killed without the U.S.'s say-so.
That is true. You do need to come to the table and have a sit-down.
Yeah, and now there's all these gangs are fucking teaming up with each other, these Haitian gangs. I think we just fucking Al-Qaeda'd fucking Haiti, which I'm very worried about. The guy's name is Barbecue Running Shit.
He's also apparently in the Illuminati.
Yeah, somebody is telling me that he's wearing a Freemason chain.
And he's an open cannibal. Like, he's openly cannibalistic.
Well, he's got to do something with that fucking name. That's probably why they call him Barbecue. He's got these fucking fire pits. He fucking spit roasting motherfuckers out there. He's gay, too.
That would be the modern day Vlad the Impaler. Just having your enemy show up and you're cooking one of their boys on a spit roast. Just turning him over.
Oh yeah, completely.
That's it, dude. That's the modern day putting the heads on pikes at the castle gate.
I guess, but this is not a good. This is very bad.
Putting an apple in someone's mouth and slowly rotating them over a fire.
Look, what are we gonna do when Haiti just invades Dominican Republic? It's gonna be a fucking huge problem.
It's gonna be delicious.
It's gonna be an ass shortage in this country.
Is there enough plantains to go around?
How are we going to get fucking lineups? It's going to be a problem.
Well, no, you're going to get better lineups because more people are going to flee from war-torn DR.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have an influx of these Dominican barbers.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, they're...
I don't think they're going to be able to get asylum.
They can get asylum.
Good one.
You just said we're going to have an ass shortage.
I got it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now I'm less worried. Laughter is the best medicine. But this is fucking terrifying what's going on in Haiti. The fucking prime minister resigned, who I'm pretty sure was just a puppet we fucking instituted.
He is.
Yeah.
But, so why did we kill the president there?
don't know, just being too cool. Why do we kill any president? I don't know why we keep killing these presidents.
I feel like it's mostly because they are rejecting trade deals with us and trying to draw a line in the sand and take back control of their own resources.
Could be, but they're not doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you know, if you're going to go and do that and then you end up getting killed and warlords take over your country, what was that progress for in the first place?
Well, yeah, that's true. But yeah, look, here's the thing. It's like now there's all these gangs. They've teamed up. I don't even believe that they've teamed up. I think the New York Times is just saying they've all teamed up. There's no way they've all teamed up. You think all the Haitian gangs got together like in the beginning of Warriors, but they didn't kill the guy? Nobody killed the guy? Because that's the thing. The gangs never all would have got together and killed the guy because the U.S. killed the guy.
Yeah, that was it. All the gangs were together.
It's the opposite. It's a reverse Warriors.
And then the U.S., like all the gangs were meeting up to be like, yo, should we be
on
the same team?
They have cricket furies out there.
Oh, dude, what would the rest of the Haitian Warriors be?
The orphans would just be the Haitians.
There you go. The Haitians. The scabby dogs.
Okay, that's not bad. The Warriors are clearly the warlords.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what the other gangs should be. I don't remember the
warlords.
What were the other gangs of the Warriors? I know there was like 50 of them.
Yeah.
Everybody just remembers the Baseball Furies.
Everybody remembers the Baseball Furies.
That's because everybody knows somebody who dresses as one of the Baseball Furies every year for Halloween.
Well, I mean, you know. You
have a baseball jersey laying around your house.
Yeah, but also it's
By the
like
way, baseball jersey, I'm going to say this, least flattering jersey.
Dude, before Harley Quinn became Harley Quinn, that was the like goth chick who wants to wear full face makeup, sexy costume.
But also the lazy man costume.
Yeah.
Who happens to wear face paint. Who will go to Rite Aid to buy vampire face paint.
The Moon Runners, the Boppers, the Hurricanes.
Moon Runners.
The Coney Island Dominators.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
The Gramercy Riffs.
Gramercy. There's never a gang in Gramercy.
The Rogues, the Lizzies, the Punks, the Hi-Hats.
The Hi-Hats?
I don't remember them either. The Jones Street Boys, Satan's Mothers.
What would that be in Haitian?
Ooh, that would have to be...
Voodoo Daddies?
Voodoo Daddies works.
Yeah.
Santeria Mamas.
Okay, I like that. Chicken Chokers?
Chicken Chokers. Those could be the Hi-Hats.
Mm. All right. Well, we're going to keep an eye on this whole thing in Haiti. Just we'll figure this whole thing out eventually. Moving on. You see this thing with Don Lemon and Elon Musk? Holy shit. Autism meets pompous cunt on a level I never fucking thought possible. By the way, just exactly what you would assume would happen if the two of them ever had a conversation. Just like him being like, it's just like, somehow Elon Musk getting him fired, even if he didn't work for him. But like, just like being like, so you talked about taking ketamine. And he's like, yeah. I'm not saying you should take ketamine, definitely, but you should get information on that if you're taking an SSRI. Ketamine might, like, it just, and then just like firing him for being like, just like, be like, all right, yeah, I'm just not gonna, I did this show to boost your ratings for episode one. And then you're just being a dick. Of course I'm firing you.
Yeah, but he also said, he's like, I showed up and it was an absolute shit show on set.
What do you mean?
That's what Elon said. He's like, they were just underprepared.
I'm sure he just kind of said that after the fact. Also, Don Lemon is used to working at like a fucking network forever.
That's where I'm coming from. Like, I know when Tucker broke off, that girl, Lexi, who was his producer, like, she was super on the ball and like was ready to rock with him the moment
but
the hammer came down at Fox News.
Yeah, she left Fox as
right.
well.
She was like, yeah, I'm riding the Tucker train.
But it's also like, I guess like...
I don't feel like Don Lemon has a crew with him that like was preparing for this eventuality.
Yeah. Well, people are saying like, Elon kind of like, he got like kind of played, I guess. They were trying to use Don Lemon as this like tentpole advertiser, like advertising bait, right? That was like, that was the whole thing, right? Like it was just like, but like I kind of respect him for being like, fuck it, I don't really need you. I'll find somebody else to slot into this place. And I'm sure Chris Cuomo would just do it. They're all fucking, they're all false human beings.
In a heartbeat, dude. Cuomo's got Rush Limbaugh on tonight, by the way. I happen to see that on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
That's what Chris Cuomo's doing.
Are they
going to
wrestle? I feel like they're going to wrestle.
They might get shirtless.
Wait, Rush Limbaugh's dead.
I don't know, dude. I don't think he is. Is he?
Yeah.
Or no, it was Bill O'Reilly. That was the one.
Oh,
my bad.
They're definitely going to wrestle.
I confuse those two often.
Fucking Irish versus Italian on St. Patrick's Day? Holy shit, that's going to be great.
I'm just saying, like that's what Cuomo's doing. So yeah, he would 1,000%
take that money.
Any Elon bucks.
Yeah, because he's like toxic to any, I mean, what was the thing he was on that he just got paid a ton of money to do a podcast and then just like did nothing?
Oh, you're talking about the bird?
We watched the fucking bird video.
Was that not what his podcast was though?
No, that was his YouTube channel where he announced the podcast where he just found the dead bird and then nobody knew what happened to the bird. They said he was going to nurse it back to health and then the bird just died in a trash can somewhere. He tried to baby bird at the cigar he was smoking and it just didn't work. But yeah, fucking Don Lemon just wants, he went right back to CNN. He doesn't have a contract, but he like aired all the footage that didn't come out on CNN.
But he did it like, he just kind of showed up?
No, like he got himself booked on a show. He still has friends there.
Right, that's my point.
And he, also, didn't he got fired for being a sexist, right?
I don't know.
He got fired for saying, I believe the thing that got him fired was the, he said like Nikki Haley wasn't in her prime or something like that. A woman in her prime has to be able to have babies or something. Or it's like 18 to 24 or some crazy shit.
Okay, fired after divisive morning show run. I feel like it was more of a thing where they tried to move him all over the map just to make it work anywhere they could. And it was like, yeah, that might have been the icing on the cake was the woman in their prime thing. But it was like,
oh yeah, they
Don
had
Lemon
him working. Oh, that was
dude.
What it was. They had him like they moved him and he was working with a co-host that was a woman and that's what caused the problem. I think that's what it was. But I gotta say, man, here's what the crazy thing though is like you start to think like, oh, he looks pretty smart here for taking this money, then getting back his corporate job, which is all he wanted. But then you find out he never signed and sent back the contract
for Twitter.
He said he was going to sue Elon Musk, and then there's no signed contract.
No.
Yeah. Fucking retarded.
Don, come on, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, back in my day.
Back in your day.
Back in my day?
Back in your newsman days.
You get a contract, you sign that thing, dude.
Immediately.
Could never be me, dude.
You can't not sign a contract. You get that shit done. I got DocuSign, dude. I got the Prime account, you know what I mean?
I'll be honest with you. I would make Jorge, like, re-sign up for his notary stamp.
You could just become a notary, Mike.
I can't notarize my own things. I got to that. I got that far that. In the notary exam.
You can't?
No.
You can't. Know, I once committed notary fraud.
Because you notarized your own thing?
No. A guy that me and Stanley went to high school with, his mother was a notary, and I needed something notarized. And then he let me use his mother's notary stamp, and then she got a call. I think it was to go on like some sort of trip or something with school, like maybe a ski trip or something. You needed to have your permission slip notarized because it was overnight. And then she got a call, and then she just instinctively lied. So good on her. As far as I know, she's still a notary. She's senile as all hell, but still a notary.
All right, so I would go see her.
Yeah, I mean, that's the person to get something notarized by.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we got to wrap this up because we got to start another show. But yeah, this has been Notes of a Goon. Go follow Mike at VM Harris. How's your ladder gambling going?
Oh, I knocked that off a while ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you would have fucking had it this weekend. I feel like you would have taken Poirier on that. That was the parlay buster.
Oh no, I was all over this card this weekend. I actually did really well for the first time in a long time. But the idea, the reason I stopped doing it is because
one of the best UFC cards. Like this year, there's been like, it's been a return to form for UFC putting out banger pay per views.
Yeah,
elevating new talent while at the same time not making old talent look bad.
297 was very good, and that's the worst one they've done.
Yeah,
like that was the Strickland DDP card, and was a very fun card in and of itself. But
this was great. I think Michael Venom Page fights like a clay fighter boss, and it's very infuriating.
Yeah,
I can't like he's great, he's very good, and I feel like he's gonna do very well until somebody figures him out and knocks him the fuck out, and then everybody knocks him out.
He's the guy in Mortal Kombat 3 who would just do the like drop down spinning leg kick over and over again.
I feel like he's just like, yeah, he's like a boss in Cuphead.
Yeah.
Once you figure out the pattern, you're going to get him. He's just like very, I feel like I'm going to have an epileptic seizure watching him fight.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Yeah, it's a lot. But I think with great fights all around.
Dude, Jack Della Maddalena breaking his arm.
Yeah.
Dude broke his arm in like the first round, lost the first two rounds, right, on two of the three judges' scorecards, comes out, needs the knockout in round three, knee to the head, getting up from a clinch situation with Gilbert Burns. Gutsy performance. Chito, then he calls out Shavkat.
Chito getting his fucking skull broken and still never being knocked down.
That's are you talking about the picture that shows like his skull being crushed? That's not.
Is that real?
That was remember when MVP hit Cyborg with the knee
and then
threw the Pokeball at him? That was that X-ray, and everyone just put that on Chito.
Okay. Somebody sent me that and was like, "This is Cheeto's head."
Yeah,
and I was like, Jesus.
They got Bisping with it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm in good company, at least.
Yeah.
He fucking really was looking like a Panic in Needle Park Pacino, though.
Bro, but still, that fucking liver shot at the very end.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
He was right there.
You know, we say that all the time about fucking high-profile fights. It's like, if this thing doesn't have a time limit, who, you know, you never know.
Dude,
I think O'Malley probably would have killed him, but.
Cheeto's in that Nate Diaz camp, dude. Unlimited time. Anybody in his division, Chito Vera wins.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. All right. Well, this has been Notes of a Goon. We'll see you again next week. Good night.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. Oh. I tell you, I tell you.